Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to see this occur a lot more around the country, directed at those of us who voted to object on January 6th. In this case, Madison Cawthorn first. The challenge was filed against me yesterday. I had to retain and hire an attorney to go appear before the Indiana Election Board next Friday as the hearing where the where those who have filed the complaint go and make their case that because I voted to object, by the way, I will never apologize for casting that vote, because I believe strongly to this day that the way these states conducted their elections in 2020 was unconstitutional without by changing their election laws without the approval of state legislature. So I'll never apologize for that. But never mind that dozens of Democrats who still serve in Congress today also objected on similar grounds or other grounds in the 2016 election, the 2004 election, in 2000. Now they're using that vote that I cast. But by the way, when I went down to the floor on January 6th, I had to vote to object or to certify. I mean, that's my job. I go to the floor. I represent my district. My district spoke loud and clear that they agreed, as I did as well, that the elections were not conducted in a constitutional manner. Now they're trying to take my name off the ballot because of it.
So I was going to ask you, is it something that you regret? And clearly, the answer there is no, that you don't. Do you see these as nuisance suits, or sometimes you'll see lawsuits that are referred to as slap lawsuits, right? Strategic lawsuit against public participation. You mentioned people like Jamie Raskin, the representative who I was absolutely opposed to election results in 2017 and then was an impeachment manager in 2020. Is this a nuisance suit? Is there a response that you will make legally?
Well, it's a good comparison. It's not technically a lawsuit. It's a election board challenge to my candidacy. And any voter in Indiana can file that complaint. So that triggers the process of a hearing at the Indiana Election Board, which will occur, as I said, next Friday, where we will have counsel there to make the case. I mean, the case that they're making is that because I voted not to certify the Electoral College votes for the states of Arizona and Pennsylvania, that I violated the 14th Amendment and therefore should be ineligible for office. This is exactly the same thing that my friend Madison Cawthorn is facing in North Carolina, and I imagine we're going to see occur more around the country too. So a nuisance lawsuit, I'm not sure that, because it's not technically a lawsuit, I'm not sure we can make that case, but it certainly is a good comparison.
Is there anything that could happen at this hearing, right? Not a lawsuit, it's a hearing that has you concerned? I mean, look, a challenge is a challenge is a challenge is a challenge. You made your challenges. They're making their challenges. The political wheels keep spinning. But are you in any way concerned about this?
Yeah, I'm not concerned. I mean, it's absurd. It's outrageous. We'll go and make our case. The Indiana Election Board is made up of four individuals, two Republicans and two Democrats. I'll be shocked if it's not a 4-0 a decision to dismiss it outright. But even if it's a party line vote, again, this is an orchestrated effort by Democrats to get Republicans off the ballot. Remember all the talk about stolen elections and attacks on democracy? I mean, come on, this is what the Democrats are doing by trying to take my name off the ballot. They know they can't beat me in the third district, so they're going to challenge my candidacy by making false claims like they have. It's absurd. I never in my wildest dreams would I imagine that a challenge like this would go through, but we will have counsel there, be prepared, and fight back with everything that we've got.